Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to hour three of Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on our MyTalk app. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly and you. It's Friday, January 20th, 2023. We watched 800 shows, and we're going to give you a review coming up. Plus, Prince Harry's book. How many did he actually sell? We're going to play a little game a little bit later, and then we're going to end the show with the world's oldest dog.
Yeah, there's a new champion.
That's right. That's all coming up. Okay, but first, Phil sent me the time code. We got to hear this just to really put a button on Lo J.
Oh, yeah.
Lo J having fun with our My Talk Awards, which, by the way, you can vote right now on the different categories. Go to MyTalk1071.com. Thank you for doing that. If you would just do a straight party line vote for everything the morning show picked, we'd greatly appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So here are the girls, and this is why I love them. This is why we love them, because they see a scandal behind every single little thing. And I guess they see a scandal brewing behind the My Talk Awards. I haven't heard this, but here it is from you. This is their show yesterday, I guess, with them talking about how it was a setup. And it was a setup to benefit our show. Listen, let's take a listen together.
Who knows? But it is kind of fun. But we did get stuck with some picks that weren't our original picks. I just want you to know. Okay. While you were gone, it wasn't because people were just
everyone had the
ball.
Same pick.
Yeah, all of us had for what the hell, the WTF moment yes. of the year. I think show picked the Oscar slap.
Yeah.
And you know who got it? Jason and Alexis.
Oh, is it a grant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when you think about it,
that one's going to win.
It wasn't that big of a deal.
No, and that one's going to win.
Of course it is.
It's NyQuil chicken, Adam Levine screenshots, Heidi Klum worm costume, and TJ Holmes and Amy, Amy Robach Escandalo. I mean, it was Oscars up.
It was the slap around the
rug. So that is a clear winner.
Yes.
Yes.
And please go ahead and vote for that, because we're all, when I voted today, I didn't vote for our pick. I voted for that.
Well, because that was really.
And I tried to argue with Amy yesterday about why, how was it that Jason and Alexis got that pick? And no one could answer.
They were the first show on in the day.
That basically is it. They were drawing numbers out of a hat.
There you go.
For some of the ones, because we had some of the same answers.
Yeah.
And all That's four true. Shows picked the same thing.
Well, we must have gotten some that
well,
other people didn't
get. Well, we got the
Kanye
ass hat of the year. Yeah. I feel real good about that.
So, yes.
Yeah, okay.
See? Now, Laura, it goes both ways.
It goes both ways. Oh. Lori, and I hope you listen to this later. And Grant, Lori, let's just be clear here. We would never sabotage you. We love you two. We love you guys. We would never. Number two, Bea Arthur doesn't like us, so she wouldn't favor. She wouldn't favor us. She wouldn't favor us on any of these things. You know what I mean? So we're not getting top pick. Are you kidding me? And I don't think it went like that, right? You guys, I wasn't here, so maybe I don't know.
Yeah, no, well, there wasn't any really place to be here other than here are our picks.
Yeah.
And then we got the spreadsheet going, here's each show and the picks.
Yes.
Yes.
So we really didn't have any say in it other than just here's our three picks.
If anything, Lori and Julia could point their finger at the Academy picks, because clearly the Academy
Yes.
Has some contenders.
Yes.
That are going to win the prize.
Well, so LoJ, we're with you.
Yes.
Don't work against us.
Please.
Work with us.
Yes.
You know we're not their favorite. We're so like, come on.
We're like Churchill and Roosevelt here. Come on.
Thank you. Yes. You know we're not their favorite.
I'm looking at their picks right now. They got Harry Styles as it was.
They got great picks
for Song of the
Year,
and that was, that's the song right there.
Yes.
What else? Dolly Parton they got for Lifetime Achievement.
Oh my gosh, hands down. Also, yes. TV Streaming Show of the Year, Wednesday.
Oh.
Which is, hands down, one of the most popular shows of 2022.
If anybody should get preferential treatment, it should be those two. They've been around here the longest, so we would all welcome that. So you don't have to worry about us, you two. You don't have to worry about
now those midday shows.
I don't need an email today. Don't get me started.
We got to drum up anti-kumbaya.
Lex, why are you trying to get me in trouble?
Red Rover.
Why are you trying to get me in trouble today? I'm trying to be nice. You're just working me up.
Poke, 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 poke.
But you guys know
that's
we're
my
not,
job.
You know we're not the manager's favorite, so I mean, just come on. Now, damn it, Lex, why are you doing this to me? See, you're just working me up. We're not their favorite. It's very clear. Anyway, go vote. We love you, LoJ. We love you.
Oh, it's really slick, the voting, too. You just
it's really nice.
Slide thing and boom, boom, boom.
The team did such a good job. Wow. We're very appreciative. It's always. Again, the behind-the-scenes folks really do the hard work. We just get on here and yammer away. Speaking of that, we watched 8,000 hours of television.
Wow, guys.
So that you don't have to. Here we go.
Is this a taste test?
Taste test? I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample?
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
Well, let's start. Holly, I know you and I both watched something similar, or not similar. We both watched the same thing. The revival of Night Court, which got great ratings for its debut for NBC. Highest since Will and Grace came back. Anyway.
Wow. That's significant.
Yeah, it's huge. Huge. Good ratings. It dropped in its second, but still. Ladies first. Holly, thoughts?
The Night Court reboot's cute. It's very cute. And it's a classic three-camera sitcom. It cleverly takes the Night Court from the 1980s and reimagines it for 2022. It stars Melissa Rauch from The Big Bang Theory as Harry Stone's daughter, Abby. She's the new judge at the Night Court. She's kind of having trouble. Who does she reach out to? Good old John Larroquette.
Yes.
Dan Fielding.
Yeah, Dan Fielding. I had an appropriate amount, an equal part, nostalgic tingles.
Okay.
And also simple enjoyment for this 22-minute multi-camera sitcom. Not a genre that I dabble in a lot lately, but it was nice to check in. Really nice to check in.
Jeez. I hated it.
Too cute? Too cute by half?
You know what, Holly? I was really excited. I was really excited to watch it. And we got through maybe 11 minutes.
Really?
And it felt too yuckety yuck, canned laughter. And I love a good three sitcom. Like Holly said, I'm old school. I love a studio audience. I love the three camera sitcoms of yesteryear. But the writing felt so mechanical.
Oh, it was corny as all get out.
It was corny as hell. And Colin could not, he didn't barely know about the original Night Court.
Oh.
So he was miserable. There were just too many eye roll jokes. It's like, oh, some of them didn't land. And we actually turned it off.
Oh.
I'm sad to say.
I watched the one episode.
Okay.
The one episode.
I might finish it when Colin's not home, but yeah.
Yeah. If you have no emotional connection to the original Night Court, would not recommend this to you.
And that's NBC's problem. You know what I mean? They were probably hoping to pull in new people, but No, I don't know if they're going to.
I'm very curious about the future of the multicam sitcom.
Me too.
In 2023. I don't know if this is a genre of television that's going to be able to last because, Jason, of what you pointed out, it's real corny. Mm-hmm. And that kind of comedy, folks, it's really hard to apply.
But you know what's funny is with that subject, Colin, so I'm going to have Colin, oh my God, executive producer Jeff just surprised me with a bonus Starbucks.
Wow.
Oh my God, Jeff, you're the nicest guy ever. Oh my God, I'm going to be totally nice to him all day. I know, seriously. What the hell does he want today?
Yeah.
Anyway, you know,
nice.
But with the three camera, you know what doesn't seem corny and his generation loves it? Friends. Here's where I have hope that the genre of a three camera studio audience sitcom can still survive. For some reason, Friends doesn't seem like canned laughter to me, nor to him.
Mm. But Friends is almost 30 years old.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
So I will say that while Friends can live and exist in its own place, when people try to execute it in 2023, you just have to accept that this is corny and this kind of comedy doesn't come natural to, I will say, watching Night Court to folks perhaps in the millennial demographic. I don't know.
Because it's older, maybe. Night Court's older.
I don't know. I mean, you know what? I enjoyed it. I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. And I don't think I'm going to go back.
Yeah,
but I'm glad I hung out.
What did you actually see Court in session, or was it kind of set up of characters? Because one of my favorite things about Night Court were the defendants and just how ridiculous some of the storylines were. Did they get into that, or was it just kind of like meh? At least in the first episode.
Yeah, they had a few defendants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, some sight gags.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you, Lex? Do you like three camera sitcoms? Do you like the laughter that, you know, the laughter of the studio audience, like Will and Grace, and, you know, do you like that?
Yeah, it's not my first pick. No, I watched a lot more as a child because my folks liked it. But if I'm picking something, I don't go there right away because you're right. It does feel too cheesy, corny, and I don't know what that means
breaks my
now.
Heart.
But you're right. Man. Yeah. But I still watch when I can, you know, or I'll try it.
Because you talk about Americana. I mean, that is just pop culture. I mean, well, it was invented here. Desi Arnaz.
Yeah.
So you can kind of say it was invented in Cuba, but it is a genre that I think is kind of going away.
Yeah, I think so too.
So we haven't even scratched the surface, nor are we going to get to everything today. A little bit later, talking about three camera, I watched That 90s Show. Maybe we'll get to that a little bit later on Netflix. Yeah, I have strong thoughts on that. But when we come back, Holly Roberts has the Dirt Alert next.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
We're back, My Talkers. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Let's get caught up with the big entertainment stories of the day. And for that, we turn to Holly Roberts for the Dirt Alert. Hi, Holly.
Hey, Jason, Alexis. We haven't had a chance to talk about this story, which broke after our show yesterday. That is Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
He and armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed are facing criminal charges for the October 2021 fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the film Rust. This was announced by the Santa Fe district attorney yesterday, and she said after a thorough review of evidence, she has determined that there is sufficient evidence to file criminal charges against Alec Baldwin and other members of the Rust film crew.
I was shocked by this, actually.
Really?
I was. I was listening yesterday morning on the way into work. I was listening, as I tend to do, to Morning Joe, and they had a couple legal experts on there. And they did not think that charges would be brought on Alec, either as a producer or as an actor.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I have my quick opinion is I have a feeling this is going to be hard to stick on him because they can get an expert in there. Well, you can get an expert on anything, but his defense lawyers will get an expert in there and say, look, Alec had a reason to trust that that gun that was given to him was safe. Given the history of Hollywood, that's the way film sets work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, his being liable as a producer, that could be different. But
yeah,
I don't know. It's going to be hard to convict him on this, in my opinion. I do.
Now, one of the things that that is looking towards the prosecution moving this forward is that the assistant director of Rust, his name is David Halls. He reached a plea agreement with prosecutors on the charge of negligent use of a deadly weapon. And that, because he took a plea deal in this, apparently is a major factor for Alec Baldwin and how this case is going to be handled. Because in that plea deal, David Halls faces a suspended sentence and 6 months of probation. With these charges, involuntary manslaughter, Alec Baldwin could face time in prison. So but his attorney said, look, we're going to fight this.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and also remember, he did an interview right away with George.
Well,
and some of the things he said there.
Yeah.
Good.
I'll say what I said there, but I'll be fair and bust on him here.
Yeah.
I'm so glad he brought that up. There's a reason you see in Perry Mason and Law and Order, you have the right to remain silent. You see it 1,000 times. Alec did not stay silent, and that is going to, that he should never have spoken. That was a really dumb move. Really dumb move. He talked to podcasts. He talked to George. Oh. He should have not said a word. And it was like giving chum to these prosecutors whom, you know, it seems to me they are licking. It seems a little personal to me if I'm also now being fair on the other side.
Okay.
I have a feeling these prosecutors are wanting to stick it to Alec. But Alec is doing himself no favors as I try to look on it at both sides there.
Yeah. So we'll move on from Alec Baldwin, and we're going to revisit the death of David Crosby. It was announced yesterday that rock legend David Crosby died at the age of 81, and Melissa Etheridge mourning the loss of David Crosby. He is the father of her two kids. She posted a message on Instagram yesterday of her sitting next to David Crosby as he played the guitar, and she said, I'm grieving the loss of my friend Beckett and Bailey's biological father. He gave me the gift of family. I will forever be grateful to him, Django, and Jan. His music and legacy will inspire many generations to come. And she called David Crosby a true treasure.
Mm.
Yeah.
We said it, go back, everyone. We paid tribute in our first hour, but Holly, you were saying that this really struck you, and it should. This is a loss. I mean, when you think of the music of the 60s and the transformative music of that era, you can draw a direct line to Mr. Crosby.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. You can see David Crosby, Laurel Canyon, Los Angeles, The Birds, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. I got to add Neil Young at the end of that.
And he was still making music.
He was still making.
To the end.
Yeah,
till
the
end. Yes. He was on Twitter. What Tuesday?
Right. Yes. Yes.
He did. Oh, if you want to, Lex, I know you heard it. Go listen to David's most recent interview with Stern. That was a great conversation, wasn't it? Lex, did you hear that one?
I did, yes.
I think you did. I think we talked about Lord knows about everything. But yeah, go search for Howard Stern and David Crosby. It's a good interview.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure there are so many valuable things that are exchanged between the two of them.
It was a great conversation.
Yeah. A true rock legend lost yesterday. Dakota Johnson making headlines for her opening speech at the Sundance Film Festival yesterday, where she inserted an Army Hammer joke into everything. Ooh. Yeah, she apparently her joke was quite shocking. She has appeared in the director of Call Me By Your Name, which starred Armie Hammer. She was speaking about this director, and she said that she wasn't in Call Me By Your Name. She said, sadly, I wasn't in that one. It was unfortunate. Luca had asked me to play the role of the Peach, but our schedules conflicted. Thank God, though, because then I would have been another woman that Armie Hammer had tried to eat.
No! No.
Oh!
No, Dakota.
Oh, yeah. And she said this. Who was the audience? Was this?
It's at the Sundance Film Festival.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Oh. Well, then she referenced the director, Luca's most recent film, Bones and All, which tells a love story between two cannibals.
No! Oh,
she goes on to say, it's been 5 years since that film premiered, and here Luca hasn't stopped taking us to exciting places. Who knew that cannibalism could be so popular?
Oh, wow. Dakota.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Well, on that lovely note.
I mean.
Oh.
When we come back, something new. Something new.
Yeah.
We're going to play Ditch, Date, or Dabble.
Ooh.
So we want you to send us threesomes. Three different people that you want the three of us to decide who we would ditch, who we would date, and who we would dabble. Like, you know, in the sheets. Anyway. So send us threesomes on Twitter, on our email, or give Holly a call. 651-641-1071. Give us three people, and we will decide their fates when we come back. Everybody, it's Jason live for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. So many great specials at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. And one of them is this one. Have you ever been to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic? Well, if you haven't been, you're not a member of the Skin Rejuvenation Clinic family, you are a new client, and you mentioned me, you're going to get $100 off your first service of $250 or more. How great is that? It's great savings. So join the family, because look, there are a lot of places that do Botox and facials. There's only one that you've heard me talk about for over 10 years. That's Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. It's just a wonderful team of trusted people. You don't want to go to someplace next to Joe's Chicken Shack to get your Botox. Go to people that you trust, that hundreds of my talkers have gone to. That is Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. In Edina, there's only one Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Call today and mention me. Y'all are naughty. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything. Y'all are naughty. Jace with Lex and Holly.
It's the best kind, isn't it?
It is.
You got some good picks?
We do.
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play a new game. It's a version of a game that's very dirty, but we're making it a little cleaner. But it is us, so not much cleaner. We're going to play Ditch, Date, or Dabble. That's right. So here's how this works. I'm going to name three people, and the three of us have to decide who we would ditch, who we would date or marry, and who we would dabble with. If you catch my meaning.
What does that mean?
In the sheets, perhaps,
no,
Alexis.
Yes. We got it.
Smoochy face. Smoochy face.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You can submit your threesome ideas via our show page, via Twitter, or give us a call. Okay. Let's start. Panda has our first threesome.
Okay.
Ditch, date, or dabble. Britney, Madonna, Christina Aguilera. Lex, we'll start with you.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, I'm going to ditch Britney. I love you, but... Ooh, who do I date and who do I dabble? Ooh, okay. Let's see. I think I'm going to date Christina.
Okay.
And dabble Madonna.
Yeah. Holly?
That is an accurate selection, Alexis.
Oh!
I completely agree with you. I'm going to ditch Britney Spears. Sorry, honey. We're going to leave you over there.
Yeah.
You know, I want to... who am I doing? who am I dabbling with?
Who you... Madonna.
Madonna. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, a night with Madonna.
Yeah.
Come on.
A 48 hours with Madonna.
Oof.
2 minutes with Madonna. It's fine. Yeah. And then Christina Aguilera, we'll date.
Yeah.
We'll date. She's got the runt.
I third that emotion.
Yeah.
I want Madonna to do horrible things to me. horrible things. Cages, whips, candle wax.
I want to try on her grills.
Dark magic.
Oh. Yeah. I just want to squeeze that booty.
Oh.
Okay, Lex.
Ditch. Come on now.
Right? Yeah, seriously. Ditch, date, or dabble. Kanye West, Adam Levine, Elon Musk.
Who's going
Alexis?
First? Okay.
Let's change it up to go first. Holly, you go first this time. Have fun, Holly.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Elon. I'm going to ditch Kanye West. Goodbye. We're just not going to deal with him. Going to dabble in Elon Musk. I just want to know what the heck is really going on with Elon Musk. Like, just tell me, honey, what's your day-to-day? I want to dabble. I want to go on a day date with Elon Musk.
Well, then don't you want to date him then?
Oh, yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah, because dabble, you have to have nook or kiss with him. Smoochy face.
Okay, well, Adam Levine probably smells good, so we'll go dabble with him.
Okay.
He smelled probably musky.
I think, just like you, I'm getting rid of Kanye. I'm ditching Kanye. Mm-hmm. I am going to dabble my ass off with Adam Levine. I mean, I know he's gross, but it doesn't matter. I still find him attractive. Yeah. And then I'll date Elon because, like Holly, I want to look under the hood. Like, what's going on there? And then I'll get rid of him. But yeah.
We didn't have to say date for long.
No.
Yeah, one Alexis. Date might do. Yeah, I'm ditching Kanye like you guys. I'm going to dabble with Elon.
You are?
Yeah. Is it robotic? Is it...
is he an android?
Is he an intense lover? I mean, I'm very curious.
Is he like Beaker? Is he an intense lover?
Me. How to date Adam Levine.
Okay.
I feel like Elon Musk just lays there.
Oh, this is
like a slab.
Yeah, I know. That's like a little pale, just like a little pale sea lion.
And it's just like,
like Holly, like two thrusts. I'm going to bed now. Yes.
Bye.
Okay,
well, that'll be over quickly.
Via our Twitter. Oh, I love these My Talkers. Ooh. You guys are great. Okay, Sonia has another threesome for us.
Okay.
Ditch, date, or dabble. Howard Stern, David Letterman, Anderson Cooper.
Ooh.
Howard Stern, David Letterman, Anderson Cooper.
Oh, I already know who I'm going to date.
Okay, Lex, you go first.
Oh, Howard Stern, we're dating already. But the dabbling, okay. Let's dabble with Anderson Cooper, and I hope he just starts getting in a giggle fit. And Letterman, okay. Bye, sorry.
Oh, Lex, you're killing me.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
I think he might just lay there.
A pale sea lion?
Yeah. Him and Elon. And that beard.
Oh.
Holly Roberts?
Yeah, I'm dating Howard Stern. He has stories.
Yes.
For years.
Yeah.
Also, he doesn't like to leave the house much, so it's perfect. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, gonna dabble with Anderson Cooper.
Okay.
Dabbling with Anderson Cooper. Maybe we can go into his closet and try on Gloria Vanderbilt jeans together.
Ooh, hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the dabbling might not last long with us, Holly. Well,
you know.
Okay. And you're going to ditch Letterman?
Yep. Yeah. Bye.
Tough one. It is tough, Jason. But ultimately, I feel like David Letterman just wants to be alone in the woods. And I'm going to let him do his thing.
I am going to dabble with Letterman. Because he's a little bit of a perv back in his day. So I think he might be a good lover.
Going to get the Velcro suit out.
Yes. I'm going to absolutely date and then marry Howard Stern.
Yes.
And then I think Anderson Cooper is like Neapolitan ice cream as a lover.
Okay.
I think it's okay, but it's not anyone's favorite. I think Anderson Cooper is a boring lover.
Okay.
Something I never thought I would say on the radio in my life.
And you're the only one he might be interested in.
It's very true.
Of this threesome.
Of the threesome, I'm the only one, possibly. Yeah. Okay, our final one.
Okay, perfect.
We have one more.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oscar the Grouch, Big Bird, or Mr. Snuffleupagus?
Oh.
Ditch, dabble, date. I'll go first
one. Okay.
I am ditching Oscar the Grouch because I have sensory issues and I don't want a smelly lover. I will marry Big Bird, or I will date Big Bird because he's kind and he's tall. And I am getting down with Mr. Snuffleupagus for very obvious reasons.
It's his facial features, right?
It's his facial features.
He's adaptable, like Gonzo.
And Beaker.
And Beaker.
What's going on at the Jim Henson Factory in 1971?
What kind of drugs were taken? Okay, Lex.
I am going to date Snuffleupagus for the reasons that you said.
Are you afraid of his lovemaking?
Yeah, no, I am like, bring it on, hairy beast. I'm ready.
Okay, so you're going to date?
I'm going to date Snuffy. Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to dabble with Oscar. Because that might be kind of fun. And bye, Big Bird. See ya. You're weird.
Holly Roberts, bring us home.
I'm dating Oscar the Grouch. Make room in your trash can, honey.
Yeah.
Get in.
I can just see. I just got a visual of Holly popping out of the lid.
Yeah. We're both misanthropes popping out of the garbage can on the stoop.
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Bird's gone. He's too nice. He's like a wife guy, in the form of a giant bird. And Mr. Snuffleupagus, I'm dabbling with him because not only does he have the trunk, but his tongue is sticking out.
We know what that means.
It means beaker time, everybody. Beaker time. Yeah. We're going to take a break.
We have to play this every day now.
Every day. When we come back, it is a gross ice cream taste test with our social media guy, Q, when we return. Jason for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. Last night, we ran to Red Cow for some takeout. You can go to my Instagram right now and see our dog's very interesting response to our Red Cow takeout. But seriously, go to redcowmn.com or redrabbitmn.com and hit that takeout button. And then it is so easy. It takes about a minute to order and pick it up right there if you don't feel like going in. Get all of their great burgers at Red Cow, all of their chicken sandwich, which I love, their salads and more. Over at Red Rabbit, their pastas. Believe me, I get takeout from them all the time, and the meals are just as fresh when you get home as they are in the restaurant. Their mostaccioli, their cavatelli, and more. So if you don't feel like going out, you can still run to Red. Again, redcowmn.com or redrabbitmn.com. But if you do feel like going out, happy hour tonight, 2 to 5 at Red Cow and Red Rabbit. Either way, this weekend, run to Red. Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk, live streaming, and later on our My Talk app. I'm Jason with Lex and Holly, wrapping things up today. So while I was gone, the ladies told me that you treated Perk well by giving him gross-ass ice cream.
That's how we do.
That's how we do with our fill-ins. Give him gross food. But Lex, set us up here. How did this come about? Like, what happened with this?
Well, Glass Onion came out, the movie on Netflix. The Knives Out sequel. And to promote it, they had a special ice cream made by Van Leeuwen, and it's onion flavored. And so Holly and I went right online to try to figure out how we can get our hands on some of this. And we ordered it before Christmas, not knowing when it would come. And yes, it came while Perk was here. So not you had to order a few of them in order to get it mailed. So we also ordered, which we had heard about, what, last year maybe? The Kraft macaroni and cheese flavor as well. We got some really tasty ones too, like raspberry layered cake and cherry chip and things like that. But we've got the glass onion and the Kraft mac and cheese. And we've got Quinn, our social media guy here.
Hello,
to
everybody.
Taste it?
One day of Muppet conversation was not enough for you. You had to follow up with a second one.
Seriously, are you really good? Because if you mention Beaker, Beaker comes out, everybody. That's right.
There he is.
That's right. Beaker doing feelings, everyone. That's right. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Jazzy.
And I do love, there is there's a certain delight I'm taking in the fact that Q's first appearance on our show since getting here on the job is torturous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're not,
welcome.
It's not like a nice welcome segment. We're giving them gross food.
It's my big return. It's been like, what? Probably 8 years.
Yeah, you were like
on the show with you guys, which
you're like 7 years old when you were.
I
was waddling in here in diapers.
That's right. In a little stroller. So Lex, what are we having them try? Just one flavor, or just the one?
No, we got both of them out here because really no one else wanted to try them on.
We left them in the fridge for people to enjoy, but yet no one took us up on the offer.
Well, let's be clear. Let's be clear. Q didn't really take us up on the offer. Telling tales out of school, I received the following text message from Q after I, on the
you
air without
it.
Asking him, volunteered. I got the text message from Q. Thanks for volunteering me. Yes. So, yeah. He's okay.
So he's got the mac and cheese in front of him right now.
Okay.
Which is a neon orange color.
Yeah, okay, it's...
Go ahead, Q. Start consuming the macaroni and cheese ice cream. It's now... He's now has it in his mouth. He's
dabbling.
His lips are dabbling.
I expected that to be a lot worse. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. It has like a weird... I expected it to taste like cold leftover mac and cheese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it has kind of an ice cream quality, which helps it a little bit.
It's creamier. Well,
not great. I don't want another bite. Don't get me wrong.
One's enough.
Q, you know that's not a compliment when you say to ice cream, it has a little bit of an ice cream quality.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. That's not... Holly is covering her... Holly had her mouth covered throughout that bite.
Because I... the bare minimum.
Oh, yeah.
I had a bite of the Kraft macaroni and cheese ice cream. I was scared for you.
Yeah.
Q, I was scared for you.
What we're really scared for now is the following 3 minutes after you've had it, because it...
lingers.
It continues, right. And I don't know about, I know I'm on an island by myself here, but when I hear mac and cheese, I'm expecting some texture of pasta in there. I think it would have helped if there was a little bit of macaroni, elbow macaroni in there or something.
A little bit of crushed noodle in there. I think that could have worked.
Oh, no, you two. No. I will tell you though, Q, will linger. I had that on the TV show and I tasted it for hours. So have fun with that.
Right, yes. That's what we're worried about.
Okay. Ooh. What's the next one?
Glass onion.
Glass onion. Okay.
Now, you can smell that.
Is this? Yeah. Okay. So I got this in my hand and it looks like there's kind of like some little caramel bits in here. So I was like, oh, is this like a mystery flavor? And
yeah.
I smelled it.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm at an Italian restaurant. It's just garlic bread.
Okay.
And this one I'm not excited for.
Oh, okay. So here we go. Q has this big spoonful. He's barely putting in his... Now, wait a minute. You just scraped the top of your tooth with that. Okay. His face is curdling.
Oh, he's going for
a little bit more. I know. Because he barely had any in that first bite. I'm watching him. Okay.
I'm going to say the same thing I said about the last one.
Okay.
What?
It's not good. But I expected it to be much, much worse.
That's how people feel about our show. That's right. It's, they expect it to be a lot worse.
Oh. Okay, which one's worse, though, of the two now that you've tried? Because Holly and I had different answers, and Perk, too.
If I had to, like, I think the glass onion one is honestly more interesting,
mm-hmm.
like flavor wise. But I would if I had to eat more of something, I would rather have it be a mac and cheese.
Okay.
Because Holly, which one? Oh, Holly's shaking her head. Holly, what was your answer?
I will never put the glass onion ice cream in my mouth ever again. My esophagus is closing just thinking about it. They're both nasty as all get out. Never,
it's a wonder.
They're cursed. Cursed ice cream.
It's a wonder that no one wanted to try it after you guys did.
Oh.
With these glowing reviews.
Cursed. I know.
See, Park agreed with you, Holly. The glass onion's so terrible. If I had to pick one, I'd pick the onion over the mac and cheese.
What?
Yes.
See, I haven't had that one.
I mean, they're both terrible, but...
Hey, there's plenty left for you. We'll save
it. Yeah, we'll save it in
the
freezer.
Thank you. Oh, sure.
We can bring it for you on the Jason Show.
Perfect. I would love that. Okay, now, Lex, Holly, we need to probably have Q back on Monday because I just realized this.
What's that?
Now, Q probably missed it. He was probably sleeping. We were talking about tattoos in our second hour.
Yes.
And I have questions. So, Q, will you come back on Monday? Same bat channel?
Yep. We will do a tattoo consultation.
How many tattoos do you have, Q?
I have 10 tattoos.
Ooh, okay. All right.
So I got the experience for you. I'll let you know everything you need to know.
Mm-hmm. The latest one he got was B. Arthur's caricature on his shoulder. That's right.
She made me get it. It was a part of my contract.
Exactly. It's a welcome gift. That's going to do it for us today and this week. If you're a kid being bullied, go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Happy Friday, everyone. Happy weekend. We love you so much. Donna and Steve Experience up next, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.
Monday.
Monday. Day tomorrow
is fun.
Yes, I'm having so much fun.